Good to see everyone. As you have noticed, Brother Kevin is away. He's busy with his final exams at Mundelein. So we are without adult supervision tonight. So we'll get pretty crazy. Oh yeah, he's one of us. He's cool. Yeah. Okay, so as we always do, let's begin in a prayer. So in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Come Holy Spirit, come Mother Mary, teach us how to pray. I ask you to just fill this room with your presence. We come to you seeking to know you, seeking to see Christ in each other. So we just ask that you bless our time together, sanctify our minds and our hearts, bless our conversation, and whatever it is that you wish us to learn about you, to draw closer to you. May we not have any barriers to you, and may we just have an open heart to you. So we ask your intercession to be with be with Brother Kevin at this time, as he cannot join us. Be with his mind and his heart during his studies, so that he may demonstrate his excellent knowledge and do well in his final exams. And not just him, but every seminarian who is preparing for these exams. So, yeah, we pray for their stamina. We pray for the clarity of their minds. And we pray for just the an increased faith for them, that it may encourage them and keep them going, and know that it is because of you that they responded to their vocational call, and that's why they're in this time of finals right now. So we ask you to just be in our minds and our hearts, and we ask all this through the intercession of our mothers. We pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Awesome. Okay, so as has been our custom for the past few weeks, I wanted to open the floor to you guys to start off and just share any Holy Spirit moments that have happened to you guys since the last time we saw each other. So does anyone want to start us off? Any Holy Spirit moments in the past week? No, the Holy Spirit has not worked in anyone's life in the past 7 days. Okay, I'll start. Okay.
Hi, I have something for you. I didn't know about this, but this girl, Simran, I haven't talked to her in a while, but we had this wild connection through another girl I had mentored for a career thing. She randomly connected me to her. We were supposed to talk for back in fall. For just an hour, and then it was gonna be over, but started talking about Jesus randomly, and then we've been talking ever since. But she's a Buddhist Sikh background, but I was encouraging her to pray and talking about Jesus and all these sacred things. And then she just recently really wanted this job, so I was okay, we're gonna pray, and we're gonna pray about it. And so I was I'm praying about it. We're together, yada yada yada, and then we just caught up the other day, and she goes, I got the job. She was I think it's because we prayed.
Oh.
I was oh yes, it is. God answers your prayers, right? So I don't know. I thought it was cool.
That's awesome. Invite her here. No, just kidding. Invite her here. Yeah. You got the job, now join Saints Peter and Paul. No, just kidding. I have one too. It actually just happened 20 minutes ago. So I was just walking, on my way to here to the cafe. And then this other guy is on the other end of the hall over here. And then I'm like, oh, it kind of looks familiar. And then this is Sean, by the way, our new face. So he sees me too. He's like, did we go to high school together? And I was like, yeah, Sean. He's like, yeah. So Sean and I, we went to high school together. We hadn't seen each other for 10 years. and we played lacrosse together, probably my most defining memory of us together is when it was like the start of lacrosse season and we were running sprints in the gymnasium. We were all like about to pass out. And so, yeah, we kept each other from not passing out. So thank you for that. So yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, so Holy Spirit moment right there. You know, do you know Ivan Lopez? He's also another person from my high school that I randomly met here too. This was like a few months ago, but yeah. So people from high school, I was really weird in high school. So yeah, thanks Toby. Okay, anyone else want to share Holy Spirit moment?
I have like a, I guess like a Holy Spirit empowered moment, which is
cool.
There's this coffee shop right by my workplace, and so I have been trying to go in there whenever I go in for work because the same lady works there every day, and so have started just like developing a, you know, a relationship with her, and so we've just been talking about like this and that. We connected on like interest in music, I guess, you know, and then the last time I was there, so two days ago, we were talking about something and she basically was just like bringing up without saying it how broken the world is. And I was just like, yeah, the world is so broken, isn't it? And she was like, yeah, what are we gonna do about it? Get everyone high? Oh. And I was like, I was like, you know, there's that. but I was just like, oh, you know, that's like, some people might think that that's a solution. I personally think that Jesus is the answer. And she was like, oh, what do you mean by that? Like, you're a Christian? And I was like, yeah. And then like, right as that was happening, someone came in and like wanted to order, you know? Oh. And so she was like, thank you so much for sharing. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll be back. And she was like, okay. So it was such a cool, like, first, you know, like, kind of door opening moment with her. So can continue to pray for her. Her name's Tavi.
Tavi. Praise God. That's really cool. Yeah. You should invite her here, too. No, I was kidding.
Yeah. I don't know that the young adult category would fit her, but oh, yeah. She's young at heart, so.
Sure, definitely. Well, we had Father Al here just a few minutes ago, so, yeah.
The youngest guy.
Cool. Awesome. Anyone else? No. All right. So today's topic, because we started May not too long ago, and May is the month of Mary. So Brother Kevin is hatching some harebrained schemes as to, like, you know, what we can talk about over the next month for Peter and Paul to just like kind of grow our devotion to Mary over the course of this month. So, yeah.
I think we should do a Marian consecration.
Ooh. Interesting. All right. Cool. We'll talk. Okay. So, yeah, things that Brother Cameron can't be here for the first meeting, but we are going to read from some really, really cool Marian books. So, to start off, I wanted to read a few pages from one of my favorite books, True Devotion to Mary. You guys ever heard of it? I love this book, you guys. So in my mind, it's like this. Like, you know, when you go take a flight, you're on an airplane, and then like before the plane takes off, there's like this like safety infomercial where it's like, if the plane's about to crash and the oxygen masks like fall from the ceiling, put on your oxygen mask first and then help the person next to you. So in my mind, it's like, if a plane's about to crash and the oxygen masks fall from the ceiling, first read this book and then put on your oxygen mask and then help the person next to you. So it's really like that. I think it's so great. So I just wanted to pick a passage that was like representative of the whole book. And, you know, I think it'd be a good kickoff into this like Month of Mary kind of series we're thinking of doing. So this is True Devotion to Mary by St. Louis de Montfort. Okay, and chapter 2, Fundamental Truths of Devotion to the Blessed Virgin. First truth, Jesus Christ is the last end of devotion to Mary. Jesus Christ, our Savior, true God and true man, ought to be the last end of all our other devotions, else they are false and delusive. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of all things. We labor not, as the apostle says, except to render every man perfect in Jesus Christ, because it is in him alone that the whole plenitude of the divinity dwells together with all the other plenitudes of graces, virtues, and perfections. It is in him alone that we have been blessed with all spiritual benediction, and he is our only master, who has to teach us, our only Lord on whom we ought to depend, our only head to whom we must be united, our only model to whom we should conform ourselves, our only physician who can heal us, our only shepherd who can feed us, our only way who can lead us, our only truth whom we must believe, our only life who can animate us, and our only all in things who can satisfy us. There has been no other name given under heaven except the name of Jesus, by which we can be saved. God has laid no other foundation of our salvation, our perfection, or our glory than Jesus Christ. Every building which is not built on that firm rock is founded upon the moving sand, and sooner or later infallibly will fall. Every one of the faithful who is not united to him as a branch to the stalk of the vine shall fall, shall wither, and shall be fit only to be cast into the fire. Outside of him there exists nothing but error, falsehood, iniquity, futility, death, and damnation. But if we are in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ is in us, we have no condemnation to fear. Neither the angels of heaven, nor the men of earth, nor the devils of hell, nor any other creature can injure us, because they cannot separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ, with Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, we can do all things. We can render with Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, all honor and glory to the Father and the unity of the Holy Ghost. We can become perfect ourselves and to be our neighbor a good odor of eternal life. If then we establish solid devotion to our Blessed Lady, it is only to establish more perfectly devotion to Jesus Christ and to provide an easy and secure means for finding Jesus Christ. If devotion to Our Lady removed us from Jesus Christ, we should have to reject it as an illusion of the devil. But so far from this being the case, devotion to Our Lady is, on the contrary, necessary for us, as I have already shown and will show still further hereafter, as a means of finding Jesus Christ perfectly, of loving him tenderly, of serving him faithfully. I here turn for one moment to thee, O sweet Jesus, to complain lovingly to thy divine majesty that the greater part of Christians, even the most learned, do not know the necessary union there is between thee and thy holy mother. Thou, Lord, art always with Mary, and Mary is always with thee, and she cannot be without thee, else she would cease to be what she is. She is so transformed into thee by grace that she lives no more. She is as though she were not. It is thou only, my Jesus, who livest and reignest in her more perfectly than in all the angels and the blessed. Ah, if we knew the glory and the love which thou receivest in this admirable creature, we should have very different thoughts, both of thee and her, from what we have now. She is so intimately united with thee that it were easier to separate the light from the sun, the heat from the fire. Nay, it were easier to separate from thee all the angels and the saints than the divine Mary, because she loves thee more ardently and glorifies thee more perfectly than all the other creatures put together. After that, my sweet master, it is not an astonishingly pitiable thing to see the ignorance and the darkness of all the men here below in regard to thy holy mother. I speak not so much of idolaters and pagans, who, knowing thee not, care not to know her. I speak not even of the heretics and schismatics, who care not to be devout to thy holy mother, being separated as they are from thee and thy holy church. But I speak of Catholic Christians, and even of doctors among Catholics, who make profession of teaching truths to others, and yet know not thee nor thy holy mother, except in a speculative, dry, barren, and indifferent manner. These gentlemen speak but rarely of thy holy mother, and of the devotion we ought to have to her, because they fear, so they say, lest we should abuse it, and do some injury to thee in honoring thy holy mother too much. If they hear or see anyone devout to our Blessed Lady, speaking often of his devotion to that good mother in a tender, strong, and persuasive way, and as a secure means, without delusion, as a short road without danger, as an immaculate way, without imperfection, and as a wonderful secret for finding and loving thee perfectly, they cry out against him, and give him 1,000 false reasons by way of proving to him that he ought not to talk so much of our Blessed Lady, that there are great abuses in that devotion, and that we must direct our energies to destroy these abuses, and to speak of thee rather than to incline the people to devotion to our Blessed Lady, whom they already love sufficiently. We hear them sometimes speak of devotion to our Blessed Lady, not for the purpose of establishing it and persuading men to embrace it, but to destroy the abuses which are made of it. And all the while these teachers are without piety or tender devotion toward thyself, because they have none for Mary. They regard the rosary and the scapular as devotions proper for weak and ignorant minds, without which men can save themselves. And if there falls into their hands any poor client of Our Lady who says his rosary, or has any other practice of devotion toward her, they soon change his spirit and his heart. Instead of the rosary, they counsel him the 7 penitential psalms. Instead of devotion to the Holy Virgin, they counsel him devotion to Jesus Christ. O my sweet Jesus, do these people have thy spirit? Do they please thee in acting thus? Does it please thee when, for fear of displeasing thee, we neglect doing our utmost to please thy mother? Does devotion to thy holy mother hinder devotion to thyself? Does she attribute to herself the honor we pay her? Does she head a faction of her own? Is she a stranger who has no connection with thee? Does it displease thee that we should try to please her? Do we separate or alienate ourselves from thy love by giving ourselves to her and honoring her? Yet, my sweet master, the greater part of the learned could not discourage devotion to thy holy mother more, and could not show more indifference to it, even if all that I have just said were true. Thus they have been punished for their pride. Keep me, Lord, keep me from their sentiments and their practices, and give me some share of the sentiments of gratitude, esteem, respect, and love, which thou hast in regard to thy holy mother, so that the more I imitate and follow her, the more I may love and glorify thee. So, as if up to this point I had still said nothing more in honor of thy holy mother, give me now the grace to praise thee worthily, in spite of all her enemies, who are thine as well, and grant me to say loudly with the saints, let not that man presume to look for the mercy of God who offends his holy mother. Make me love thee ardently, so that I may obtain of thy mercy a true devotion to thy holy mother, and inspire the whole earth with it. And for that end, receive the burning prayer which I offer to thee with St. Augustine and thy other true friends. And this is a quote from a book of St. Augustine, Meditationem. Thou art Jesus Christ, my Holy Father, my tender God, my great King, my good shepherd, my one master, my best helper, my most beautiful and my beloved, my living bread, my priest forever, my leader to my country, my true light, my holy sweetness, my straight way, my excellent wisdom, my pure simplicity, my pacific harmony, my whole guard, my good portion, my everlasting salvation. Christ Jesus, my sweet Lord, why have I ever loved? Why in my whole life have I ever desired anything except thee, Jesus my God? Where was I when I was not in thy mind with thee? Now from this time forth do ye all my desires grow hot and flow out upon the Lord Jesus. Run, ye have been tardy thus far. Hasten whither ye are going. Seek whom ye are seeking. O Jesus, may he who loves thee not be anathema. May he who loves thee not be filled with bitterness. O sweet Jesus, may every good feeling that is fitted for thy praise love thee, delight in thee, admire thee. God of my heart and my portion, Christ Jesus, may my heart faint away in spirit, and mayest thou be my life within me. May the live coal of thy love grow hot within my spirit, and break forth into a perfect fire. May it burn incessantly on the altar of my heart. May it glow in my innermost being. May it blaze in hidden recesses of my soul. And in the day of my consummation, may I be found consummated with thee. Amen. Anyone have any thoughts to share, or just like thoughts on Marian devotion? Any struggles, any triumphs?
Go myriad things, vice, sin, like attached to. This was back in like 2019. I just like totally failed that over and over again. Kept going back to like confession and just feeling like terribly guilty about this, like crying about it, like just trying to like root out this thing. And I'm like just couldn't do it on my own. And when I started to, it wasn't until I started to pray the rosary like every day that I like made any progress. And then like after a month of doing that, I'll pray the rosary, suddenly I like was able to like let go of this thing. Like never. Like, again, like something I like literally could not like come out over the prayer. And so yeah, it was really like for me, that was just like testified really clearly of the grace that American devotion can impart in his life.
Thanks for sharing, Keith. I don't know who said it, but there's a quote floating around out there that's like, if someone is struggling with a mortal sin, instruct him to pray the rosary daily, because it is impossible that he continues to say the rosary and continues to sin. So either he will stop saying the rosary or he'll stop that sin. Can confirm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think with, like post-Tarly, I think I like started doing the, or I did the consecration to Tarly like coming up to Easter. And I think like with that, cause I like was so, like I was so confused. I was like, I don't understand like how devotion to Tarly, like and exactly what was you just read and how like that parallels to like stronger devotion to Christ and how that really only leads us to Jesus Christ. That's like, she takes not any glory unto herself, but always like, always takes that glory to her son. But I think was something that I was struggling a lot with, and was like, I not as consistently every day praying the rosary, or I guess with the consecration I was praying every day, because the consecration required to do it every day. So I was like, well, whether I felt like it or not, I was doing it, which was obviously the problem was, with that. But I think specifically, I think like when I went to like the first confession, like a specific Our Lady helped me a lot in being able to like understand and feel comfort in coming to Jesus. Not, I know that like I can't always go to him, like, but like it was like specifically the comfort in which Our Lady like gave me in being able to come to him in confession and be like, I can always like essentially hold her hand and she will always be like, will never be like, oh, like I Mary, like yes, her Mary's gonna comfort you, but also that she's like, no, I'll take you to the comforter, and like she always like takes you and leads you by hand. The same way that when we're praying the rosary, that's what she does, is leads you by hand. But I think that's something that specifically is continue to be encouraging, that I don't just take, I take that from my first confession to every confession, is always asking Our Lady to take my hand to Christ, and that like lessen the anxiety to like whatever it is, because like, you know, Jesus only has like compassion and love for us, that like as we come to him, it's not like, ah, you know, like you did this, blah blah. It's like, no, like so it's like always just easing that anxiousness and being like asking Our Lady for the comfort, and to like, yeah, as we already are taking that step and choosing to go to confession, but it's like, help me to like make that choice. Because like sometimes it's hard, especially when it like comes closer, you're like, ah, and you're like, no, I need to go. But yeah, so it's been a continual encouragement with the relationship with Our Lady.
That's really awesome. Thanks for sharing.
That's another one. If you guys haven't seen The Chosen, phenomenal. Like, literally the, I won't say picture perfect, but like very close. I think of the image of Our Lady and how she like helps us in confession, because literally it's like, yeah, the, in this picture of The Chosen, Jesus is in a tent, Mary goes and sins, she comes back, like comes somewhat on her own volition, but Our Lady like comes with her, like, and like takes her. You know, who knows if it was her or Our Lady taking her, but one or the other, they're both coming into the tent to Jesus, and she's standing there, like, it's hard to say it without like getting emotional a bit, but like she looks at her and like comforts her, but like her like her looking at Jesus isn't like, she's not looking at Mary and being like, oh, Mary, thank you for like, you know, but she's like full solely focused on Jesus. And like, Jesus is like healing her, like spiritually and like, you know, everything. But it was just like crazy to see like how she like specifically plays a role like that in that exact role. But yeah, such like a profound like way to look at it, because it's actually like a video and people are like acting it. So it's crazy.
It's crazy. Anyone else have any thoughts to share? Yeah, Freddie.
I don't think it's much of a devotion. I think it's more of a moment or experience, I guess you can call it.
Please.
Like, after we left the monastery in Wisconsin, we decided to go to that, right? So we all decided to go up there. I'm like, all right, we'll go there. And very beautiful place. We're all praying here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just like, you know, sort of like just like kind of basing everything. And started just quiet there. And like no praying, no rosary. Just looking at Mary up in the altar. And now it's the same, like, you know, Mother is. If this is what you want from me, like take all my imperfections, take all my doubts, take bad about me, and lay him at the foot of the cross of your son. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I focus on a mantle and a statue. The same moment I saw that point, I felt like something, like if somebody would just like put a blanket or cover over you, you know, and it gave me like chills all the way down to my feet. It was crazy. I was like, and I'm a very skeptical person. I question everything. I love hearing miracle stories, but at the same time, it's like, you know, what else could have happened that could have caused this, you know? But I'm like, when I felt that, I was like, okay, maybe this is the moment. So I took it as that. But ever since then, I try to have a devotion, at least one prayer a day for her, just because, you know, the fact that I just felt it at that same moment where I saw it from the mantle was like, it felt almost like, you know, covered over you. You know, that's what, it was an interesting moment, so, yeah.
That's so cool. Thanks for sharing that, Freddie. Anyone else have any other miraculous moments to share? That's awesome. It's a whole other conversation for me, but like for me, growing my devotion to Mary, it's only been really recent, like within the past few years. And I actually, like, you know, to those of you who are like skeptical or feel like it's been challenging, I completely understand that, because like I was like that for a long time, because my own mother passed away when I was in high school. And so it was just so challenging for me to like accept another person and like call her my mother. And, you know, I had just a lot of like barriers and just like issues trusting her, and just like, you know, cause I didn't want to feel like I was replacing my mom or it was anything like that. And so, part of the reason why I just love this book so much was like, it helped me get to know her and just kind of calm a lot of my fears and just like put a lot of like my mistrust, you know, at ease. Just get to know, you know, my Heavenly Mother. Because like, yeah, if I turn to Jesus, you know, at the time of like, you know, darkness, I think it would be fully within him to like, you know, hey, like you lost your earthly mother, well, let me introduce you to mine. And, you know, just as like he gave us his mother at the foot of the cross, like, you know, what he wants to give us his mother. So it took me a long time. I'm pretty hard-headed, so it took me a long time to like come around to that. But yeah, I have my own story about how and I'm still growing in it, but I have my own story about how I like, you know, came to it myself. So yeah, we can talk about it more. Just come find me at some point, but we're going to move on. So thank you, Keith, for mentioning the rosary, because that'll be the second half of what we're doing. So Brother Kevin assigned us some reading about this, the secrets of the rosary. So we'll be reading a little bit from this, and shortly after we're going to pray a rosary ourselves. So does anyone have any other thoughts to share before we just jump right into it? No? Okay, good. Okay, so the Sutras of the Rosary, also written by St. Louis de Montfort. So we'll be reading just the first few pages here. And it's about like the history of the Rosary, how it came to be. So without further ado, I know I'm reading a lot, you guys, but it's great. Anyways, So the first decade, the surprising merit of the Rosary as seen in its origin and name. First rose. The Rosary is made up of two things, mental prayer and vocal prayer. In the Holy Rosary, mental prayer is none other than a meditation of the chief mysteries of the life, death, and glory of Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother, and of His Blessed Mother. Vocal prayer consists in saying 15 decades of the Hail Mary, each decade headed by an Our Father, while at the same time meditation on and contemplating the 15 principal virtues which Jesus and Mary practiced in the 15 mysteries of the Holy Rosary. In the first five decades, we honor the five joyous mysteries and meditate on them. In the second five decades, the sorrowful mysteries. And in the third group of five, the glorious mysteries. So the Rosary is a blessed blending of mental and vocal prayer by which we honor and learn to imitate the mysteries and the virtues of the life, death, passion, and glory of Jesus and Mary. Second rose, the origin of the Rosary. Since the Holy Rosary is composed principally and in substance of the prayer of Christ and the angelic salutation, that is, the Our Father and the Hail Mary, it was without doubt that the first prayer and the first devotion of the faithful has been in use all throughout the centuries from the time of the apostles and disciples down to the present. But it was only in the year 1214, however, that the Holy Mother Church received the Rosary in its present form and according to the method we use today. It was given to the Church by Saint Dominic, who had received it from the Blessed Virgin as a powerful means of converting the Albigensians and other sinners. I will tell you the story of how we received it, which is found in the very well-known book De Dignitate Psalteri by Blessed Alain de la Roche. Saint Dominic, seeing that the gravity of people's sins was hindering the conversion of the Albigensians, withdrew into a forest near Toulouse, where he prayed unceasingly for 3 days and three nights. During this time, he did nothing but weep and do harsh penances in order to appease the anger of Almighty God. He used his discipline so much that his body was lacerated, and finally he fell into a coma. At this point, Our Lady appeared to him, accompanied by three angels, and she said, "Dear Dominic, do you know which weapon the Blessed Trinity wants to use to reform the world?" "Oh, my Lady," answered Saint Dominic, you know far better than I do, because next to your Son, Jesus Christ, you have always been the chief instrument of our salvation." Then Our Lady replied, "I want you to know that, in this kind of warfare, the battering ram has always been the angelic psalter, which is the foundation stone of the New Testament. Therefore, if you want to reach these hardened souls and win them over to God, preach my psalter." So he arose, comforted and burning with zeal for the conversion of the people in that district, he made straight for the cathedral. At once, unseen angels rang the bells to gather the people together, and Saint Dominic began to preach. At the very beginning of his sermon, an appalling storm broke out. The earth shook, the sun was darkened, and there was so much thunder and lightning that all were very much afraid. Even greater was their fear when, looking at a picture of Our Lady exposed in a prominent place, they saw her raise her arms to heaven three times to call down God's vengeance upon them if they failed to be converted, to amend their lives, and to seek the protection of the Most Holy Mother of God. God wished, by means of these supernatural phenomena, to spread the new devotion of the Holy Rosary and to make it more widely known. At last, at the prayer of Saint Dominic, the storm came to an end, and he went on preaching. So fervently and compellingly did he explain the importance and the value of the Holy Rosary that almost all the people of Toulouse embraced it and renounced their false beliefs. In a very short time, a great improvement was seen in the town. People began leading Christian lives and gave up their former bad habits. Third rose on Saint Dominic. This miraculous way in which the devotion to the Holy Rosary was established is something of a parallel to the way in which Almighty God gave his law to the world on Mount Sinai, and obviously proves its value and importance. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, instructed by the Blessed Virgin Mary, as well as his own experience, Saint Dominic preached the Holy Rosary for the rest of his life. He preached it by his example, as well as by his sermons, in cities and in country places, to people of high station and low, before scholars and the uneducated, to Catholics and to heretics. The Holy Rosary, which he said every day, was his preparation for every sermon and his little tryst with Our Lady immediately after preaching. One day, he had to preach at Notre Dame in Paris, and it happened to be the feast of St. John the Evangelist. He was in a little chapel behind the high altar, prayerfully preparing his sermon by saying the rosary, as he always did, when Our Lady appeared to him and said, "Dominic, even though what you have planned to say may be very good, I am bringing you a much better sermon." St. Dominic took in his hands the book Our Lady proffered, read the sermon carefully, and when he had understood and meditated on it, he gave thanks to the Blessed Mother. When the time came, he went up to the pulpit and, in spite of the feast day, made no mention of St. John other than to say that he had been found worthy to be the guardian of the Queen of Heaven. The congregation was made up of theologians and other eminent people who were used to hearing unusual and polished discourses. But St. Dominic told them that it was not his wish to give them a learned discourse, wise in the eyes of the world, but that he would speak in the simplicity of the Holy Spirit and with his forcefulness. So he began preaching the Holy Rosary and explained the Hail Mary word by word as he would to a group of children, and used the very simple illustrations which were in the book Our Lady had given him. Carthagena, the great scholar, quoting Blessed Alain de la Roche in De Dignitatis Psalteri, describes how this took place. Blessed Alain writes that one day Father Dominic said to him in a vision, "My son, it is good to preach, but there is always a danger of looking for praise rather than the salvation of souls. Listen carefully to what happened to me in Paris, so that you may be on guard against this kind of mistake. I was to preach in the great church dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and I was particularly anxious to give a brilliant sermon, not out of pride, but because of the high intellectual stature of the congregation. An hour before the time I had to preach, I was recollectedly saying my rosary, as I always did before giving a sermon, when I fell into ecstasy. I saw my beloved friend, the Mother of God, coming towards me with a book in her hand. 'Dominic,' she said, 'your sermon for today may be very good indeed, but no matter how good it is, I have brought you one that is very much better.' Of course, I was overjoyed, took the book, and read every word of it. Just as Our Lady had said, I found exactly the right things to say in my sermon. So I thanked her with all my heart. When it was time to begin, I saw that the University of Paris had turned out in full force, as well as a large number of noblemen. They had all seen and heard of the great things that the good Lord had been doing through me. So I went up into the pulpit. It was a feast of St. John the Apostle, but all I said about him was that he had been found worthy to be the guardian of the Queen of Heaven. Then I addressed the congregation. My lords and illustrious doctors of the university, you are accustomed to hearing learned sermons suited to your aesthetic tastes. Now I do not want to speak to you in the scholarly language of human wisdom, but on the contrary, to show you the Spirit of God and his greatness." Here ends a quotation from Blessed Alain, after which Carthagena goes on to say in his own words, "Then St. Dominic explained the angelic salutation to them, using simple comparisons and examples from everyday life. Blessed Alain, according to Carthagena, mentions several other times when our Lord and Our Lady appeared to St. Dominic to urge and inspire him to preach the rosary more and more in order to wipe out sin and to convert sinners and heretics. In another passage, Carthagena says, "Blessed Alain said Our Lady revealed to him that after she had appeared to St. Dominic, her blessed son appeared to him and said, 'Dominic, I rejoice to see that you are not relying upon your own wisdom, and that rather than seek the empty praise of men, you are working with great humility for the salvation of souls.' But many priests want to reach thunderously against the worst kinds of sin at the very outset, failing to realize that before a sick person is given bitter medicine, he needs to be prepared by being put in the right frame of mind to really benefit by it. This is why, before anything else, priests should try to kindle a love of prayer in people's hearts, and especially a love of my angelic psalter. If only they would all start saying it and would really persevere, God, in his mercy, could hardly refuse to give them his grace. So I want you to preach my rosary." In another place, Blessed Alain says, all priests say Hail Mary with the faithful before preaching to ask for God's grace. They do this because of a revelation that St. Dominic had from Our Lady. "My son," she said one day, "do not be surprised that your sermons fail to bear the results you had hoped for. You are trying to cultivate a piece of ground which has not had any rain. Now, when Almighty God planned to renew the face of the earth, he started by sending down rain from heaven. And this was the angelic salutation. In this way, God made over the world. So, when you give a sermon, urge people to say my rosary, and in this way your words will bear much fruit for souls. Saint Dominic lost no time in obeying, and from then on he exerted great influence by his sermons. This last quotation is from the Book of Miracles of the Holy Rosary, and it is also to be found in Justin's works. I have been very glad to quote these well-known authors word for word in the original Latin for benefit of any priest or other learned people who might otherwise have doubts as to the marvelous power of the Holy Rosary. As long as priests followed St. Dominic's example and preached devotion to the Holy Rosary, piety and fervor thrived throughout the Christian world and in those religious orders which were devoted to the Rosary. But since people have neglected this gift from heaven, all kinds of sin and disorder have spread far and wide. The fourth rose, on Blessed Alain de la Roche. All things, even the holiest, are subject to change, especially when they are dependent on man's free will. It is hardly to be wondered at that the confraternity of the Holy Rosary only retained its fervor for one century after it was instituted by Saint Dominic. After this, it was like a thing buried and forgotten. Doubtless, too, the wicked scheming and jealousy of the devil were largely responsible for getting people to neglect the Holy Rosary, and thus blocked the flow of God's grace which it had drawn upon the world. Thus, in 1349, God punished the whole of Europe and sent the most terrible plague that had ever been known into every land. It started first in the east and spread throughout Italy, Germany, France, Poland, and Hungary, bringing desolation wherever it came. For out of 100 men, hardly one lived to tell the tale. Big towns, little towns, villages, and monasteries were almost completely deserted during the 3 years that the epidemic lasted. This scourge was quickly followed by two others, the heresy of the Flagellantes and the tragic schism in 1376. Later on, when these trials were over, thanks to the mercy of God, Our Lady told Blessed Alain to revive the ancient confraternity of the Most Holy Rosary. Blessed Alain was one of the Dominican fathers from the monastery at Dinan in Brittany. He was an eminent theologian and was famous for his sermons. Our Lady chose him because since the confraternity had originally been started in his province, it was the most fitting that a Dominican from the very same province should have the honor of reestablishing it. Blessed Alain began this great work in 1460 after a special warning from our Lord. This is how he received his urgent message, as he tells it himself. One day when he was saying Mass, our Lord, who wished to spur him on to preach the Holy Rosary, spoke to him in the Sacred Host. "How can you crucify me again so soon?" Jesus said. "What did you say, Lord?" asked Blessed Alain, horrified. "You crucified me once before by your sins," answered Jesus, "and I would willingly be crucified again rather than have my Father offended by the sins you used to commit. You are crucifying me again now because you have all the learning and understanding you need to preach my Mother's Rosary, and you are not doing so. If you only did this, you could teach many souls the right path and lead them away from sin. But you are not doing it, and so you yourself are guilty of the sins that they commit." This terrible reproach made Blessed Alain solemnly resolve to preach the Rosary unceasingly. Our Lady, too, spoke to him one day to inspire him to preach the Holy Rosary more and more. "You were a great sinner in your youth," she said, "but I obtained the grace of your conversion from my Son. Had such a thing been possible, I would have liked to have gone through all the kinds of suffering to save you, because converted sinners are a glory to me. And I would have done this also to make you worthy of preaching my Rosary far and wide." Saint Dominic appeared to Blessed Alain as well and told him of the great results of his ministry. He had preached the Holy Rosary unceasingly, his sermons had borne great fruit, and many people had been converted during his missions. He said to Blessed Alain, "See the wonderful results I have had through preaching the Holy Rosary. You and all those who love Our Lady ought to do the same, so that, by means of this holy practice of the Rosary, you may draw all people to the real science of virtues." Briefly then, this is the story of how Saint Dominic established the Holy Rosary and of how Blessed Alain de la Roche restored it. Okay, cool. Anyone have any thoughts to share? If not, what do you guys say we pray the rosary? Okay. Okay, I'll start us off, and if you're leading a mystery, you already know which ones to lead, so let's do it.
Jeremy, maybe just like a quick summary of what you just read.
You could
give that to
him. Oh, sure. So, in the 1300s, St. Dominic, during the life of St. Dominic, there was a heresy of the Albigensians. And these were people who believe the material world and the body were evil, and the spiritual and the intangible were holy. And so it was this heresy that ravaged Europe and led to some really weird things. Like, I was reading a little bit about it, and somehow they concluded well, if the body's evil, then you should whip yourself into submission. Marriage is corrupt and evil, and it promoted promiscuity and debauchery, that kind of thing. So yeah, there is this
because they the priests and the bishops become very posh, right?
Yeah. 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 So there was a lot of drama in the church as then. Right. And so St. Dominic, he's credited with the conversion of the Albigensians, and he credits the rosary for the conversion of this heresy. So, the story goes he was basically went into the forest and prayed and fasted, and he fell into an ecstasy, and then Our Lady appeared to him and gave him the rosary. There's artwork on this. It's really beautiful. And since then, he committed his life towards promoting and preaching about this practice that he had been given. And yeah, so this heresy eventually was stifled out, thanks be to God, which St. Dominic credits the rosary for. And then the story goes about 100 years later, people kind of forgot about it, so it kind of fell out of fashion. And then one of St. Dominic's not disciples, but later on, a priest in the order of, St. Dominic, the one he had founded, Blessed Alan de la Roche, he received some mystical visions of Jesus and Mary telling him to start preaching the rosary again. And so it was brought back. That was in the mid 1400s. So yeah, ever since then, it's been a mainstay in Catholic prayer ever since. So yeah. That's the SparkNotes version of it. Yeah. Anyone else? Any questions? Any thoughts before we get this thing going? No? Okay, let's start. The Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come again to judge the living and the dead. For the health and intentions of the Holy Father, Pope Francis, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For an increase in virtue of faith, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. For an increase in virtue of hope, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. For an increase the virtue of love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I want to offer this rosary for the intention of this, any seminarians who are preparing for final exams right now, for the situation happening in the Supreme Court concerning Roe v. Wade, and for just some people in our group who are going through a hard time, and little Carlitos, who was born a couple weeks ago. Anyone else want to throw their intentions in there? The souls in purgatory. We ask all these intentions. We ask the intercession for these intentions, as well as any of those that we hold in the silence of our hearts. Let's do the glorious mysteries in the spirit of the Easter season. The first glorious mystery is the resurrection of our Lord.
Glorious mysteries of faith. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the
hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus protect, save the unborn. The third, the second glorious mystery is the ascension of our Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who most need thy mercy.
Jesus protect, save the unborn. The third glorious mystery is the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles at Pentecost.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, and is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in thy mercy. Jesus, protect, save the unborn. The fourth glorious mystery is the Assumption of our Holy Mother into heaven.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most needy. Jesus, protect, save the unborn. The fifth glorious mystery is the coronation of our Blessed Mother as Queen of Heaven and Earth.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, Now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our first sweetness and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, one in weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes and mercy towards us, and fill us our exile, and to us, blessed fruits of thy womb, Jesus. And to loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, most holy Mother of God,
that we may be worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life. Grant, we beseech thee, that by meditating upon these mysteries and most holy rosary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise to the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against wickedness and the snares of the devil. Give our rebuking, we humbly pray. Our Prince of Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, cast in hell Satan, all evil spirits, all about the world, seeking to ruin our souls. Let's say an additional memorare for the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, and in thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen. Mary, Mother of God, good Saint Joseph, Saint John Cantius, all holy men and women, our guardian angels. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.